Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More than 2,000 apartments that are supposed to house the poorest people throughout Massachusetts are sitting empty, sometimes for years. A WBUR and ProPublica investigation shows the biggest reason state-subsidized units are vacant is a backlog of maintenance and renovation. Public housing authorities say it's hard to get these units in shape because they're cash-strapped and short-staffed. WBUR's Christine Wilmson explains.
Michael Lara steps down the rickety stairs to the basement of a duplex in Watertown. He's the executive director of the housing authority that manages this low-income unit. We look down at the drain system.
This is decades old. And no one tried to fix it and maintain it when there wasn't funding to do it.
He points to an old water stain 4 inches from the floor. That's how high the water gets sometimes.
So they capped it and put in a sump pump over there, hoping that would solve the problem. It doesn't.
This unit sat vacant for 10 months because maintenance staff and contractors were busy on other projects. Wet basements and mold are persistent problems for the nearly 170 units in this public housing complex called Lexington Gardens. Laura even recommends tenants put their washers and dryers on wood pallets to keep them safe. Fixing all these problems takes a lot of money, something Laura says the state fails to fully provide.
If we had more resources, both for materials, contracts, and especially labor and personnel, I have no doubt we'd be seeing these vacancies turned around in half the time.
Watertown is one of more than 200 housing agencies that are financially dependent on the legislature to carry out programs and maintain safe properties. Housing authorities also receive rent from tenants. Laura and I head upstairs to another apartment and meet maintenance supervisor Pat Breen. He is one of six men who repair and maintain Watertown's 550 units.
It's not easy. It's a nightmare.
State officials expect Breen's team to clean, paint, and fix minor damage in a unit in less than 60 days. Breen says that's impossible because of the emergencies they have to deal with.
A pipe has burst or an apartment is flooded. You get to drop everything, go do that. There's not much more you can do, really, when you don't have enough staff.
That's a complaint Donna Brown-Rigo hears a lot from local housing authorities. She is the director of the Massachusetts chapter of the National Association of Housing and Redevelopment Officials.
Well, it's always about the money. They've been underfunded both on the operational side and the capital side for a number of years.
Brown-Rigo lobbied state lawmakers this year to double last year's budget to manage and operate the state's units. Instead, the legislature approved a more modest 16% increase. The state set aside some money for Watertown and a few other housing authorities for renovations. State Senator Lydia Edwards co-chairs the legislature's Joint Committee on Housing. She says she's pushed for more funding.
We have to invest and we're going to have to make it our mission in the next decade to catch up.
There's another problem looming. There are nearly 42,000 state public housing units, and the average age is 57 years. Massachusetts officials say there's at least a $3 billion backlog to replace components that are past their useful life, like roofs, plumbing, and heating. Here's Brown-Rigo.
The older they get, the more it takes to fix them up. Some of these units haven't been touched in more than 20 years.
That's the case in the coastal fishing city of Gloucester. Most apartments have the original floors, windows, and cabinets. Housing Director David Holden says the buildings need $21 million for renovations, but the state only gave them about $600,000 last year.
We end up having to triage those most immediate needs. And each year, the list of deferred items grows.
Holden says he's tapped city and private resources to help finance small projects for housing designated for older residents and people with disabilities.
People have the right to age in dignity with a decent place to live. And our ability to maintain that becomes more difficult every year.
Not being able to fix small problems has had a domino effect. Units have been demolished in places like Adams, Lowell, and Fall River, some because they've become uninhabitable. Affordable housing advocate Brown-Rigo says that can't happen.
We can't let a single unit go offline. We need to preserve them all.
But advocates say the current funding for public housing won't make a dent in the problem. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christine Wilmson.